A tragedy near the top of Oregon's Mount Hood today was compounded when a helicopter crashed on a mission to rescue a team of climbers. Nine climbers fell into a crevasse near the mountain's snowy 11,000-foot summit. Three died, and the helicopter crew was sent in to pick up the survivors. Two climbers had been successfully evacuated before the crash. Joining us to talk about the situation is Morgan Holm of Oregon Public Broadcasting. First of all, Morgan, what do we know about the climbers and how they got in trouble?
Well, there were three groups of climbers up near the top of the mountain just before 9 o'clock today. Apparently, the group highest up on the mountain, a group of three people, somehow lost their footing and fell and knocked the second group down, and then they knocked a third group down. And altogether, seven out of the nine fell into that crevasse about 800 feet below the summit of the mountain.
And who were the climbers? Where did they come from?
Well, we don't know too much about them, except six of the nine were from a suburban fire department west of Portland, including four firefighters, and there was an assistant fire marshal and his son. And then of the people who have been brought down off the mountain, a couple of those who are injured are from Long Island in New York.
Any idea about their level of experience or competence?
Well, apparently the firefighters are part of a group that make this climb every year, so some of them did have some experience. The other climbers that were injured or killed really don't know what their level of experience was.
And what about the helicopter crash? It crashed as it was trying to rescue these climbers. What happened?
Well, apparently it was hovering and just about to lift a stretcher up into the helicopter, and it just started to wobble, and the pilot released the stretcher, but he couldn't keep the nose from hitting the snow, and once it did, then the helicopter just tumbled over and rolled down the mountainside, and the rotor sheared off.
Any problem with weather conditions or anything like that?
Well, the weather was pretty good up there. I've been watching the live TV broadcast most of the afternoon, and it's a clear and sunny day. Some of the rescuers up there say there was a little bit of wind, but it didn't seem too bad, really.
And you say you were watching this on television. This crash was actually televised live because there were some television traffic helicopters in the area, right?
Right, and of course it's been replayed a number of times now, and it's still a puzzle just to see the helicopter start to wobble, and then all of a sudden it's just rolling down the mountain.
I understand the helicopter may have been right on the verge of being in an atmosphere that it couldn't fly in.
Yeah, this helicopter is a Pave Hawk helicopter, which is the Air Force version of the Black Hawk. I understand it can operate up to about 14,000 feet in altitude, and there near the summit of Mount Hood, they're almost at 11,000 feet. So they had some room, but it's still pretty high up.
Mm-hmm. How about the crew? There were reports that one member, at least, was critically injured.
Yes, as near as we can tell at this point, there were four people on the helicopter. There was one that was really critically injured, and the three others were injured, but they were able to get out just with the ski patrol.
Is this a particularly dangerous time of year on the mountain, or was this just a case of bad luck?
From what I understand, it's a pretty popular time to climb the mountain. There's still quite a bit of snow up there from the spring, but the conditions can vary day by day. It was a warm, sunny day today, so the snow might have been a little soft, but still, there are a lot of climbers up there every day, and especially on the weekends, making the summit.
So what's left to do? Is there any recovery effort still continuing?
Well, all of the survivors have been taken down off of the mountain and to hospitals, but there are still rescuers up there, I think, at this point, trying to recover the bodies of the three climbers that were killed.
Thanks very much, Morgan.
You're welcome.
Morgan Holm of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland.